Welcome to The Unfiltered Empath. The Unfiltered Empath is a podcast for anyone who feels extremely deeply. This podcast is filled with conversations that will hopefully make you feel less alone as you navigate the world as an empathic being. Thank you so much for being here with me. Let's dive in. Hello. Long time no talk to my microphone. Welcome back if you are a listener and you've been here before, and welcome if you're new. My name is Sam, and I don't do things that traditionally. I am the kind of person who likes to start things and then like pause them for a little and then come back and do it again. And that's kind of how this podcast is going. I really only like to record when I get inspired and when I have an inspired thought or idea, because I hate doing things out of obligation and I hate force. And it's very evident when I'm forcing something as opposed to when I'm flowing. So if you are somebody who listens to this pod and you are wondering, like, where the hell is Sam? Like, what is going on with her? Here I am. It's just waiting for that creative wave for me where I feel like putting some things out into the ether. And I'm really, really excited to jump on today and talk about this topic, because I'm sure as hell feeling this. And if I'm feeling it, I feel like a lot of other people are too, because we're always tapped into this collective energy. And it's a very big, 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 big time energetically, and a huge energetic shift. So I'm sure that you've heard, I'm sure that you might have seen it on Instagram, that tomorrow, on December 21st, 2020, the Great Conjunction occurs. And this is the time where we shift out of a 200-year cycle and into the age of Aquarius. So I'm not an astrologer whatsoever. I do love astrology, but definitely find a good astrologer who you resonate with and a solid resource so that you can learn more about this astrology and what this actually means and what's happening in the sky, because I personally am not qualified to share that, but I can share the energetics and how I'm feeling myself and how I'm planning on navigating this huge conjunction and shift in energy that's coming up in 2021. I recently saw a quote on Instagram by Lala Delia that really deeply resonated with me and felt like huge 2021 energy that I personally am trying to step into. And that quote was, "I'm not for everyone, but who I am for, I'm for in a big way." And when I read that, I was like, holy shit, mic drop. It's so simple, but it's so true. Speaking from my personal experience and just how I feel that I've been showing up a lot of the time, I feel that I'm such a person who does not enjoy confrontation. I don't like to rock the boat. I don't like to trigger people. I don't like to make people feel upset. I've always been like that. I've always been extremely anxious about how I'm making people feel. Like, how do they feel in my energy? Am I making them feel comfortable? Am I making them feel safe? Am I making them feel sad? Am I making them feel angry? And that really affects me. And that's a trait of every single empath that I've ever met. And what I've studied from empaths is just a lot of times we don't like to rock the boat. And in not rocking the boat, that actually means that we don't show up as fully ourselves, because we're filtering, hello, the unfiltered empath, we're filtering a part of ourselves as to not upset anyone else. And we do this completely subconsciously. I have a fucking podcast called The Unfiltered Empath, and I still do this all the time because it's just, it's something that I subconsciously do. I'm like, ugh, do Do I really want to post the truth about how I feel about the situation on the internet? Even though I know that a lot of people would resonate with this and they would feel safe and they would feel like really good hearing this and they could feel like they would relate. But like, I don't want any pushback. Like, I don't want to upset somebody who like really feels that this isn't true, or I don't want to create any drama or like cause any tension or like be perceived in a way that I don't want to be perceived. And so it holds me back from actually saying what I want to say or saying what's on my heart and saying what I feel. And something that I feel like I've learned really, really powerfully in the past month is that if something's on your heart and you're getting the call that you need to share it, get out of your own damn human self way and share it, because it's probably not you. Like, I come from the belief that we're always channeling from other entities, from source, from the divine, from guides. And when something is just flowing through you in a creative way and you let your mind and your ego get in the way and block you and say, "Oh, I don't want to share that. I don't want to say that." Like, you are interfering with that genius, with that love, with that truth that just flowed through your body and was supposed to be birthed here on earth. That truth that was supposed to be birthed out of you, not even necessarily from you, but with you as the vessel of it. So just trusting that and using that, and stop trying to be a friend to all, because it's never going to work. And you're never going to be being authentically you when you're trying to appease every single person on the internet, especially. My next one is saying no when I mean no. So this one is extremely hard for me, especially when it comes to people that I love, to my friends, to my family, and to my relationship. I have a tendency to want to accept every invitation, to want to go forward with projects that my friends ask me to do, to want to say yes to hanging out whenever I'm asked to hang out, to want to X, to want to Y, to want to Z anytime I am invited to do so. Even if I really mean no, like if it's a no inside of my body, I found myself way more times than I would like to admit saying, "Yeah, definitely, for sure," in that exact way. And it's like annoying even hearing myself say it, because I feel that little twing in my body, like, "No, you don't, bitch. Like, no, you don't actually. No, you don't actually feel that. Or you don't actually want to do that. You're just saying that because you're doing this little dance around somebody's ego." And I don't want to call myself mean words. Obviously, I'm all about self-love. It's like a gentle loving, like, "Girl, no." And sometimes I have to do that with myself. Not even tough love, but just not, like, I'm not going to be all like tender and lovey all the time. Like, of course, I'm gentle with myself and love myself, but sometimes I'm also like, "Okay, come on, let's go. Step up and be your highest self and be there for yourself." And at the end of the day, a lesson that I've also really learned and that I'm going to follow into 2021 is every time you stand in your truth and you say no, or you say something that you don't want, it fucking sucks at first. And you go through the whole rejection narrative in your head, like, "Oh God, they're going to be so mad. What are they saying behind my back? Are they, like, they're not going to want to be my friend anymore. They think that I think this about them." But once you rip the bandaid off and you do it, it gets so much easier. And you realize, like, even if this person does have the reaction that I'm conjuring up that they will in my head, like, even if they do have that reaction of never wanting to talk to me again, not wanting to be my friend, et cetera, I would still be okay. I would still be more than okay because I have myself. And of course, that isn't coming from a place of like, ego and just being a dickhead to all of your friends and like stepping all over everybody's feelings just because you're like, oh, I have myself, I'll be fine. And then you end up alone. No, it's actually better for everyone involved when you stand up for yourself and say what you need, even if it does hurt the other person's ego or it does, you know. Cause a deeper conversation that you guys have to have that might be an undesirable one that you don't want to have. But it's so much better for everybody involved because if you keep being a yes person and saying yes, even when you mean no, you're going to be so resentful. And that can be felt energetically. And when I'm saying these things, I'm talking to myself. I'm full blown talking to myself and hoping that this resonates with some of you guys. And so that leads me into my next one. And that is not doing things out of obligation. And that's exactly what I was just saying about leading to feeling resentful. And I feel like a lot of times we know when we're done with something. Like, there's that small place in us that knows that you're done with your job, or that knows that you're done with that one friendship, or that knows that you're done showing up to your family in the way that you always have, just because it's a mindless pattern and just because it makes everybody else feel comfortable and safe. We have to stop doing things out of obligation as we move into this next year. And I don't mean not paying your taxes and not taking care of your kids' obligation. I mean the optional things that we continue to do just because we're trying not to rock the boat and we're trying to keep the structure going. And we're afraid of telling somebody that we're done. We're afraid of speaking our truth about something and how we really feel and how we need to shift what we're doing or show up differently for our energy. Moving into this new year. So not doing things out of obligation leaves you room and space and freedom to choose every single day, even if that's literally just for 20 minutes. Every single day, something that you actually want to do. Something that actually fills you up. And it doesn't have to look like what fills anyone else up. And showing up in that way, in the littlest ways for yourself, creates a lifetime of fulfillment. This next one is a lesson that literally came up for me today, and it doesn't usually come up. So I was just kind of being there with it, like, what can I do with this? Like, what is this? And that is jealousy. Jealousy of other people in the industry, jealousy of people doing the same things as me, but people who, from my perspective, I feel like they're evolving more or growing more or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I made a commitment to myself after I sat with this to look at jealousy as a mere back to my own evolvement and own evolution, instead of being jealous and then projecting and casting that judgment onto somebody else who I'm jealous of and saying, ugh, well, they're this and they're this and they must have had this in order to be here where they are, do this. So instead of like feeling that feeling of jealousy, like, oh, I actually want what they want. And then projecting onto them, like, why they must have that and why I don't, and just judging them and being in that place of low vibe resentment. Instead, I can look at that person and say, oh, they have what I want. And how can I start embodying that? Like, how can I start embodying that energy that will bring me closer to that goal? And I don't mean like material things necessarily. I mean more of like, I look at somebody and I respect and I'm captivated by how they show up. And when you really analyze that, it's like, what about that is so magnetic to me? Like, what does that feel like? When I show up like that, does that feel authentic to me? Why don't I just try it on and see how this feels? And then, okay, if that doesn't feel like me, move on. Maybe that was just me getting a false sense of, I need to be more like this person. Because we're never going to be like other people. We could have the same qualities and similar attributes as other people, but we all have a completely different vibe, even if you're literally sharing the exact same thing, or if you literally wrote the exact same kind of book as somebody else. You always are going to have your unique vibe to you. So when you let what you're jealous of be a mirror as to how you can evolve and as to actually what you want to create in your life, like, this person is embodying this and that's how I want to feel all the time. So how do I get there? Like, what's the next step that I can take in my own evolution? It's not about them. It's not about them being wrong or annoying. It's about me. And if I have to unfollow that person because they're really triggering me, then yeah, fuck yeah, I'm going to. Because it's your one life. And you have to, in a way, be selfish and curate your life. And stop trying to kind of abuse your own self in a way, like thinking that you have to hold on to things that don't serve you anymore, hold on to people or relationships or like things that you follow or news channels that you follow because you want to be informed and all this stuff. It's like, what if you could just be selfish for a second and show up for yourself and live your life for yourself instead of like staying in this low vibe? And it doesn't matter whose ego you offend on the way if you have to unfollow them for a little. It's like, okay, I'm not doing this for anyone else but myself. And I'm not doing this out of hatred or anything like that. I'm doing this out of love for myself and taking what I actually need so that I can show up as my best self and not be triggered every time I open Instagram. And it's like taking that sense of sovereignty back is so important. And then my last thing that I'm really focusing on coming into this great conjunction and going into 2021 is on my vibration, but not in the way that the typical New Age spirituality would look at it. And I posted this on my Instagram today as I was reflecting on this powerful date that everyone's saying, you know, make sure that you're doing X, Y, and Z and all of these things. And I just feel like there's a pressure to be very spiritual and only be spiritual and in alignment with spirit and source all day. And do not get me wrong, I'm completely going to get very witchy and very spiritual tomorrow. And I'm going to get really clear about my life, about what I want to carry with me in this new era, and what I want to show up as. But I'm also going to be human. And I might get out of this spiritual mindset. And I might listen to some rap. And I might chill on the couch and watch a dumb TV show. You know? Like, and it's totally okay. And as I was reflecting on that today, I was thinking about staying in this high vibration, quote unquote, which is completely true. I'm all about being high vibe and being my highest self. But I used to come from the perspective of, oh, being high vibe means always being positive and always being just super kind. And even if that means like I'm not being, like somebody's not being kind to me, I just have to be super kind. I have to be positive Polly. I have to see everybody and blast everybody with love, see through the eyes of love, and only do things that are positive and holy and chill and relaxed and peaceful, and only have these kinds of conversations. And maybe that's resonant for some people. Like maybe for some people, the place that they always hang out is in positive Polly Park. I highly doubt it. And I know for myself that I can be a fiery woman. And that I'm not always positive. And I don't always want to be. I just want to be real. And I want to show up for myself being fully authentically real in every single moment with every single person about what I need, what's not working for me, and what I require in order for you to be a part of my life, in order for you to be in my sphere. For so much of my life, I've been like this lucid, like, anything's allowed in my aura. Anything's allowed in my sphere. Anything goes. I'll respond to anything. And now I'm understanding the importance as a woman of having strong energetic boundaries. And that is me being high vibrational. Because when I'm having these boundaries about what is okay and what isn't okay, and not even that extreme, but more so just checking in every moment, am I being authentically myself or am I not? And when I'm checking in with myself in that way, that doesn't look like me always being positive. It looks like me always having conversations with the reactions that I'm feeling in my body, not pushing those things down or suppressing them, but actually speaking upon it. And it looks like being firm. And it looks like maybe saying things that people don't agree with all the time. But that is integrity. And integrity is what makes my vibration high. Because I'm protecting my energy from things that I do not want to be in it. And when we can protect our energy, we can be our highest selves. Because we determine what we allow and what we don't. And when we live a life where we don't get to determine that, then it's just loose. And anything's kind of allowed in. And an example that I give a lot in human design readings is when we have open centers versus defined centers. Having an open center in your body is like having a window that's open and anybody can just throw anything that they want to into your house. And that's exactly what it feels like to me to be positive Polly all the time. Like, I'm actually really pissed off about this, but here you go. Here I am. I'm open. I have this convo with you. And it feels like just a big old wide open window that people can just throw their shit into. Instead of lovingly closing that window, maybe even just putting a screen on the window. And not letting people throw their shit into it. Throw their shit into your energy. So just not being positive, but being real. And being real to me equals loving myself and respecting myself enough to listen to what I need. and speak that into existence. Okay, my people, 12/21 and transition into 2021. What a year this has been, and what a year it will be. I feel so ready just for a shift in general, and I'm committing to doing that in myself, to showing up for myself exactly what I need, to showing up to my practices, but also not taking life and myself too seriously through it all, and just being a human and being okay with whatever happens while also incorporating what I know I want to do on this day that is a big shift. And again, like I said, I'm not an astrologer, so I can't fully explain what's going on. There are an abundance of resources online. My favorite astrologer is Flowers for Days on Instagram, and I always recommend her to everyone. I just love her content and everything that she shares. So I hope that you have an incredible portal day and an incredible transition into this new year. And I'm sending you so, so much love, a big virtual hug. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.